Okay, Rabbeisai, Simon Mem Aleph. Okay, interesting halachas tonight. This is not so. Yesterday, having discussed the halacha of are you allowed to eat with wearing tefillin or not? Very interesting. Shulchan we discussed yesterday. Today, we're going to be talking about are you allowed? It's based on a Gemara, and it sounds a little bit foreign to us. But the question asked is Adin Anoise Masu Echinag Betfillin. Are you allowed? We don't tend to do it so much anymore nowadays. But are you in principle, if you're wearing Rabbi Yisrael, remember that they used to wear tefillin the entire day. So that's how they, you know, the whole day they would wear tefillin. So therefore, and if you say you're schlepping something with you, where do you normally carry your belongings? Where would you normally carry your belongings? Well, how do you carry your belongings normally? No, that's modern. How do you in olden shoulder, days? Shoulder, no, even before. What? On your head, of course. That's the best way to carry things. So people still do it. In which countries? In Africa, they still do it. So now, can you have this? What is it called? It's not a turban. What is it? If you carry things on your hand, okay. You're going to work with your laptop and you're putting it in your head. Okay, so imagine that. Can you do it when you're wearing your tefillin? Yes or no? Halach is as follows. Then a noise masu al roisho, if somebody carries a load on his head, choylet tefillin shel roish, you have to take off your tefillin shel roish, and she yasir masu until you remove your load. You cannot wear a load on your head whilst wearing tefillin shel roish. Vafilu mit pachtoi, osel niach al roish, sheish by tefillin, even if you've got a, what we would call a, the equivalent of a shmata, you can't, even if it's just a towel kind of thing, you're not allowed to wear on your head, sheesh bo tefillin, which you're wearing a tefillin. Aval dovar shedarko litin beroishoy, but something that you always have on your head, kagoin, such as koiva, a hat, or mitznefes, also a kind of head covering, mutar, that's permitted. So what he says is that it's not, you can't have a load on your head, you can't schlep things along on your head once you're wearing tefillin. Why? So why is it that you cannot have a load on your head when you're wearing tefillin? Interesting. The tzitz. I haven't seen any connection. That's interesting. I haven't seen any connection to that. But why? Why not?
So it looks
like that was an issue. It looks like you could, they were expertly balancing it on the head, that the tefillin shel roish could be unaffected. The main reason is because it's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan. It's disrespectful. Remember, tefillin are equivalent to a crown. Now imagine Queen Elizabeth is not going to wear on top of her crown. You're not going to wear, like, a fruit bowl on top of it. That's right. It wouldn't fit. So, Ryan, the tefillin is much more than a crown. So therefore, it's a... However, something which is darker, Pekach, is not considered bizoyin. The Gemara adds, which is a different opinion in the Gemara, Afilo achi imumasri kovet, dalet kavin vatfinit chekes tzorech la'asiron. He says, yeah, I know. Of course, something which you always wear on your head, such as a hat or anything, or anything which is regular, that we said is permitted, right? It used to be very common. Now people don't do it so much. You know, it used to be very common that people, I mean, Bochim still do, but to wear a hat with a tefillin, so that's okay. A hat with tefillin is not a problem at all. The Muramot just adds that if it's something which is very heavy, Dalet Kavin, which is a great load, and that pushes away the tefillin, a bit in line with what you're suggesting, if it's a heavy load, and so that would be still wrong, and you have to take it off before you take tefillin off. So we're really learning 2 points. Learning 1 point is something which is a load that's disrespectful. Don't wear that simultaneously with your tefillin. No load with tefillin that's disrespectful. Something which you normally have on your head, hat, etc. That's okay as long as it's not something heavy, because that's inevitably going to remove that tefillin. That's going to push them away, may even damage them, and that's why you can't wear them simultaneously. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Simon Mem Beis, going on to a different topic. The topic of mutal, if you're allowed to be meshanet tefillin shel yad shel tefillin shel rosh. This is halacha, gentlemen. E mutal leshanet tefillin shel yad tefillin shel rosh. Also leshanet tefillin shel rosh. You're allowed to change them. I'm going to use the word degrading. Also, the shana is tefillin shel rosh. You cannot change tefillin shel rosh el asoson shel yad. Can't do that. Don't take your tefillin shel rosh and make them into tefillin shel yad. Furthermore,
downgrade.
That's right. Downgrade. That's it. Thank you. Much better. Yeah, you're right. Much better to downgrade. Afilu likach retzua, even to take, and that's not so well known, even to take retzua, the leather straps, mehem, velitin b'shel yad, also. You can't even take the tefillin shel rosh, the retzua, never mind the actual bais, the box, but even the retzua, you may not take and use the one which you use for tefillin shel rosh, and do that into the tefillin and to use that for the tefillin shel yad. Why? Mipnei she'en moiridin mektusha chamura. You're not allowed to take down, to downgrade from a kedusha chamura, from a higher level of kedusha le kedusha kala, to a lower level of kedusha. Veshel rosh and the tefillin shel rosh kedusha soi chamura. The kedusha of the tefillin shel rosh is greater and higher. Why so? Why is the tefillin shel rosh more sacred, more heilig? Because the majority of the name of Hashem is in the tefillin shel rosh. Avol mishel yad. But however, the other way around, if you want to use the tefillin shel yad and use that for the tefillin shel rosh, what's going to be the halacha? That should be fine. Mutar leshanis, you can't do that because you're increasing the kedusha. That's always okay. Yeah, but there is. You're right. But we do find in some subtle degree, there's more kedusha and tefillin shel rosh. The other are different, but even with that difference, there's more kedusha and tefillin shel rosh. It's just very interesting because that teaches us that even within the tefillin, there is two levels of kedusha, and it's also interesting. Maybe that's what you're referring to in terms of bracha. How does it work with brachas? Yeah. So what does that would imply?
Not really supposed to make.
Yeah. So we're making a bracha on a tefillin shel. Yeah. Tefillin shel rosh. We're just about making it. We say after Baruch Shem. So you'd think that the tefillin shel rosh got less of a kedusha, more of a dodgy bracha, etc. Dodgy bracha, chas v'sholom. I'm saying we've got some problems with it. So but no, the reality is not so. The reality is tefillin of shel rosh are more high. There's more Hashem's name there. Yeah, good. So we discussed that. What? Right. That's the meaning of the Svadim. That's right. We discussed that. We Ashkenazim make two brachas. Now, what is so? What that means, halacha lemaisa, is that you cannot take. You can't even use the retzua. And use that for the tefillin shel yad. I don't remember. Rabbi Yisai, the Bialochet gives us a big chiddush. If I were to ask you if this is this issa of using the tefillin shel, changing that, does that sound like a rabbinical issa or Torah issa? What would you suggest? What would you think? Yeah, so the emes is you're right, it's a Torah issa. I would have guessed, though, had I not seen this bialocha, I would have said, this is rabbinical, it sounds like a drabonon. But the bialocha says what you are saying. But also, if you look in the bialocha, I'm a prima gotim shmistapikim, din de ein moiridin umed reise, umed drabonon. The bialocha paskens, if I take my tefillin shel rosh, and I take the retzua, and I say, I'm going to use this retzua now for here. I'm degrading to such a degree that I'm oivon issa d'reise. Issa d'reise. It's not d'abon, it's d'reise. That's how serious this issa is.
Which is
Ein Moridin, yes, it's the Issa of Ein Moridin Mekdusha, Kala Kedusha Chamura.
You can't do the other way around.
Oh, the round is permitted. Yeah. I want to also point out over here a very, very important point Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel. Ma'am, it's really, really important, Mishnah Berurah. Kosamoganavom, Tim Nifsikor Tzua Shal Yad, Somuch Lekeshe. What happens if the Tzua of the Tfinit Shal Yad tears Somuch Lekeshe? If it tears near the Keshe, near the tying point, Osu Lehapoich Rosh Ha'acha Lemalo, Velasis Boa Keshe Shal Yad. What happens if I've got an area over here which is getting near this area over here, which is the tying point of the tefillin, and also have the yud over here which sticks out. Now this part of the tefillin of the Ratzua now is getting a bit worn out. Now what I want to do is I want to swap it round. Recycling. 2022 Rabbeisai. Green Party. We want to recycle the, you know, we don't want to do wastage. So therefore, what I'm going to do, instead of purchasing new Ratzuas, which is not particularly animal friendly either, so what I'm doing is, I'm changing this now. I'm taking this Ritzu over here, and I'm using it for this side, and I'm swapping it around. The area which I use for here, it's not a big deal. You can ask any sofa to do that. And I'm turning around. This over here is still nice, no problem. And I want to use the area which I use for the hand part. I'm going to use for the tying part. And vice versa. Basically, I'm going to undo the tefillin, and I'm going to swap it round. I'm going to do it the other round. What a great idea! Saves me buying new tzuas, and I'm recycling. It's a great idea. Why not? No good. Why not? That's it. Absolutely. I think it's very interesting. You can't do that because you are doing the same issa, perhaps even the reisa, of Yerid B'Kedusha. I'm decreasing the Kedusha. Why? What's the decreasing of Kedusha? Why is it also? Because this part of the year, that's where I'm fulfilling. We've spoken about that extensively. This is the area where I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, say the reisa of tefillin. This is the mitzvah. This is a minig. It's nice, it's good, it's proper, we got to do it. But the real mitzvah of tefillin is fulfilled in my arm. That's where the fulfillment is. That's very nice, very good, it's great. But now, therefore, this part of the Ratzua is more heilig, is more choshuv. If I now use this part of the Ratzua, and I use it for wrapping around my fingers, which is barely, just a minig, you read the Bektusha. Just like I cannot, I may not, I must not use the Ratzua of the Tefillin Shel Rosh and use it for Tefillin Shel Yad. So also I can't use the more heiliger part of the Ratzua for the...
That's a big chiddush.
It's a very big chiddush. Very, very big chiddush. I want to tell you more than that. Yes, what are your thoughts on that? Very big chiddush, huh? I also think it's a very big chiddush.
Because I would have thought it was all one
Ratzua. You would have thought it was one
Ratzua? It's all one Ratzua.
Yeah, it's so you're saying, what Rav Tepa says is that I understand when you're talking about two different items, two different tefillin, you can say it's Yerid B'Kedusha, you know, but here, it's the same with Tzua, so you're telling me that this area is more than this. It's a very good note. That's something Mishnah Berurah says, you can't do that.
Same for the head as well?
Yes, so, very good. I was scared somebody was going to ask that. I was really scared because it's not so clear. So what you're arguing is as follows. He says that, if you're saying that, then surely you should apply the same rationale also for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Because that circular area over here, that's where we fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh.
That's
yeah, here it's good, and it's, we've got to do it. Tefillin must have this, but it's certainly not the way. The main part of the tefillin is certainly what's lying on the rosh. Tefillin shel rosh. Hence, it's called tefillin shel rosh because that area after the knot, whilst it's a halacha and we've got to do it, etc. But it's not as.
It's not the same.
Therefore, what happens if I undo over here and I replace it or something? So it could be that. What would you want to say?
It's not the same as here. You're saying the mitzvah there is tying the knot.
Yeah, but here also, what you are saying is that that's where I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the real mitzvah. Yeah. That's not the real mitzvah.
I mean, is it the same?
So what would come out from what you're saying, some people want to say exactly what you're saying. So, yeah, absolutely, you can't do it. But what comes out is that, have you ever undone the... Imagine you're doing or undoing, I'm trying to think. What would be the problem? If I have to tighten it, if I tighten my finishal rosh, if I undo it, one second, if I undo it... No, if I tighten it, what will happen if I tighten it? If I tighten it... I'm taking for help. That's it. Yeah, and that's what they ask. You say, well, if that's the case, if you're tightening the tefillin, you're going to be over on Yerida B'Kedusha. Hard to believe. It's just really hard to believe. It's hard to believe. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to believe. So what does that mean? It's we've got to kind of leave that as a question a little bit because you're surely, of course, you're allowed to tighten the tefillin. No question about it.
But if
yeah. Yeah, if you're lending somebody, you have to undo it. Yeah, so you're right. It would also be a problem to lend the tefillin because they're going to end up, you know, doing. So it must be that if you're just changing the knot of the tefillin shel rosh, that would certainly not be a problem of. It can't be a problem of Yerida B'Kedusha. Rabbi Yisrael, we covered this evening the following halachas. We learned that somebody who carries a masui on his head, he should remove his tefillin. It's disrespectful to take a bowl of apples and pears whilst wearing tefillin. However, if it's disrespectful. However, if it's just a hat or something that you normally put on your head, that's okay if it's regular. However, if it's something very heavy, then it's also not right. You can't put something heavy. Something heavy on your head, you take the tefillin off. We then discussed the halach of Ein Moiridin of Ein Moiridin, which we learned the halacha says it's a deraisa, which means that you're not allowed to use a tefillin shel rosh as a tefillin shel yad. The vice versa is permitted. And we learned that the Mishnah Berurah takes this a step further and even wants to say, but regards to the financial yad, that you cannot move the retzua from the bottom part to the up part and vice versa, because what you're doing is Yerida B'Kedusha. There's more halachas on this, and we're going to be learning tomorrow Mitzvah about Hazmona Melta, which is an interesting topic as well. That will be covered tomorrow Mitzvah. Okay.